May 2nd, 2011. Two Black Hawk stealth helicopters enter Pakistani airspace on a top-secret mission, codenamed Operation Neptune Spear. Aboard, 23 men from SEAL Team 6. Their target, America's most wanted man, Osama bin Laden.
They were thinking, this could be it. This really could be it.
My directions were pretty simple. I want you to go in, get bin Laden, and get the hell out.
The closer you get to that compound, that's when you go from green to red. Now we're full on.
The helicopters come into position above the compound. The team prepares to fast rope down. And then, one of the Blackhawks unexpectedly plummets towards the ground. At the White House, President Barack Obama and his national security team are stunned.
The people there were in a state of shock as to what they were seeing. So everybody obviously was nervous about that.
The chopper's tail slams into a wall, but the pilot manages to land upright. The men storm bin Laden's compound.
They didn't know what they would find inside. And that's, you know, the most dangerous part of the mission.
You're inherently aware that I could die at any time.
Inside, the SEALs take fire and move swiftly toward the top floor, where they catch a glimpse.
Osama bin Laden had been spotted in a hallway that overlooked the staircase just outside a bedroom.
And then, one of the longest manhunts in U.S. history is over.